Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome back to another episode of the For the Healthy House podcast,
where we talk about conscious living, self-awareness, and everything in between.
I'm your host, Ree.
Sunset Tim.
Thank you so much for joining us and allowing us to be a part of your journey.
Smooth. How are you feeling today?
I'm in an amazing mood today. There is nothing that prompted this. I feel like maybe it's because I had a good night of rest.
Okay.
But I woke up ready to serve my community today, ready to show up and create. How are you?
I'm good. I got the same energy. I woke up in a very good mood, very balanced mood, a very humble, very grounded mood. That feel unshakable. I feel like, you know, whatever comes, I can handle. You know, that old saying, they say, he never put more on you than you can handle, kind of thing. I feel that today. So whatever come my way here in life, in the upcoming weeks and such like that, I'll be ready for.
I feel that. I love that. I swear that you don't put no more on you than you can bear. But sometimes be like, are you sure?
Got the wrong bitch, didn't you? I ain't this strong.
How is everybody doing?
On the cubes.
Did I catch you off guard?
You did. I showed that, yeah. Yeah, from the cubes.
From the cubes.
What's shaking?
Take a moment to check in. Keep it a buck. Keep it a stack with yourself. How you doing? One way or another, it is okay. Just take a moment to think. Check in with yourself.
Okay. What are we rapping about today?
Today, we're talking about the fear of being seen.
Mm-hmm.
This is a conversation that you and I have all the time about ourselves and just about a lot of talented people that we know that suffer from the fear of being seen.
Yeah, this is more of a, I think a lot of people had this conversation, but it probably be internally with themselves.
Mm.
It ain't usually something that you even share with other people.
Yeah.
That you're scared of being seen.
Mm-hmm.
I always wonder, when I hear you're scared of being seen, I'm like, you're scared of being successful, almost.
Yeah.
That's what the one thing that comes to mind when I say it. So what does being seen mean to you?
To me, being seen means being perceived.
Mm-hmm.
As well as being vulnerable. And having an intimate connection with other human beings.
That's what being seen means.
Yeah, to me.
I feel you. I feel you on that.
What it mean to you?
Being seen means that your space is visible.
Mm.
Like the space that you take up is visible. People see you. People hear you. Your voice not only travels, it like has a destination. It lands somewhere.
Ooh.
Stop it.
Mr. Poetic.
Stop it. You know, being seen is like being present. You got to actually be present to be seen, be active.
Yeah.
Being seen is like you also like accept a level of responsibility. I feel like there's a level of responsibility that comes with being seen that there's never spoken about, but it's always there.
Agreed.
If you are there, people can see you, then you are responsible in some type of way for what's going on around you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, being seen is just to be present. People see the space that you take up.
I agree with that. And we're going to get into this a little bit later, but when it comes to being seen, there are different layers and different elements that come along with that. Mm-hmm. We'll dive into those in a few minutes. But why do you think somebody might fear being seen?
Like I said at the end, like the responsibility of being seen. A lot of folks just don't want that at all. Like I said, it's a level of responsibility. So we'd rather like go into camouflage mode than accept that responsibility.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of it is not on you, right? You can't control it all. But if you are there, then actively you feel like, I got to do something.
Yeah.
You know, if there's a crisis that happens, or you see something, you ever been like, oh, I got to get in there. I got to help. I got to go do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's that responsibility amongst like all beings that if I see it, I got to do something about it. If I see it, I got to say something about it.
Yeah.
I've now hold a responsibility because I'm actually present and I saw it go down.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of times that's one way we fear being seen. We don't want the responsibility of having to do something.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think another reason why we may fear being seen is because we care too much about what other people will say, will think. We care about how we're going to be perceived. And the scary part about being seen or being perceived is that you really can't control that narrative, right? Like, I have my way that I perceive myself, but the way you perceive me may be totally different. And there's nothing I can really do or say to control how you perceive me.
Yeah.
So I think that's an element that comes with like being fearful of being seen. Like, I, regardless, like, people gonna see me how they want to see me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that on its own can be scary.
I don't know why I thought of, like, me when you was younger, you used to always get called Miss Thang at all your jobs.
Yes.
No matter what.
Literally to this day, I'd be like, what did I even do?
What
did I even do to deserve that?
Like, you did your job. You come home and be like, they call me Miss Thang or whatever. And you'd be like, you just did your job confident. You ain't tell nobody else what to do. You just did your job with confidence.
And then, like, and the thing about it, even having this conversation with you now, you're saying, oh, I did it with confidence. In my head, I just did it. Like,
yeah.
There was with no, I was just being me and I just did it.
Everything you do is usually done with some level of confidence.
Me?
Yeah, for sure. They go to, like, how you perceive yourself kind of thing again.
Yeah, it's crazy because I don't really see that within myself.
Yeah, I get it. And I think people don't be wanting to give up their invisible card either.
What do you mean by invisible card?
Invisible card is like the invisible man. Like, the invisible man can go anywhere he wants to. He can be anywhere at any time. And, like, he can hear everything that's going on, but no one can hear him.
But no one's invisible.
Well, we can often try to go invisible as possible. We lay in the cut as possible, as hard as we can. Like,
yeah.
People try to be the invisible man all the time. Because,
I feel that. I understand that concept.
Yeah, because the worst part is if he's ever discovered, like, say there's an invisible man in the room, you accidentally step on his toe and then he becomes visible, he got some explaining to do.
We're like, you got some explaining to do.
And I think we run away from that because if you in that room as the invisible man and now they can see you, you have to explain how you got here.
Yeah.
Ooh. And I think a lot of times we don't want to do what it takes to get there. So we'd rather just be invisible in that room than actually be seen taking up space.
Yeah.
In that very room, that same room.
I agree. Another thing is that, like, just hearing you say that, we may think that in the process of being seen, that other people won't actually see the real us.
Yeah, they see something different. They perceive you.
And another thing, like the complete opposite of that, we may fear that people will actually see who we are. Like, you know, sometimes we can like feel like a fraud in a sense.
Yeah. You don't want light in the wrong places.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like one of them things paparazzi or whatever catches, you know, such and such coming out of the hotel with such and such. That wasn't supposed to be on camera. We took the back door out. Like, we didn't want that exposure. The camera wasn't supposed to capture everything. Like, we all got a layer of our being that we keep to ourselves. We rarely let it out to anyone, let alone the entire goddamn world.
Right.
Finna find this out.
Yeah.
It's something that we preserve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I feel like we think that people might actually, like, figure us out. Like, shit, oh, they figured me out.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's some funny shit to get figured out for the people. A lot of times we'll have a great fear that someone's going to actually see me as a great artist. Mm-hmm. Someone's actually going to see me as that because we don't know what we're going to be once we become that. Mm. Like, if I become a wealthy person, I don't know how I'm going
to act. Yes, yes, yes. Because even like to add to that, I think sometimes we don't want to see ourselves because we'll realize that who we are now is so much different than what we used to be. Yeah. And like I think I talked about this on last week's episode, maybe even the one before that, when who you are now is different and doesn't align with the person that you used to be, it can be a scary space and you can feel like you don't really know yourself. So we kind of like...
Preserve ourselves,
but also we run away from ourselves. Mm-hmm. We hide from ourselves so we don't actually see who we are, so we don't have to deal with the change within us head on.
I agree with that. And a lot of times we be wanting to stay safe too.
Yes.
We want to keep ourselves safe. Where we are now is like, it's comfortable.
Right.
It's safe.
Exactly.
It's predictable.
Yes.
We always know what's behind door number two.
Yeah.
And we cling to that. We often pray for things that scare the shit out of us a lot of times. But that's a good sign though. I feel like ultimately, if what you pray for, your dream, your vision is that big, then Playboy, you on the right track.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it scares you that much of what you might become because you don't know who that is, we unknowingly don't really know that person. Or we might actually know that person, but we just kind of don't know how other people are going to feel when we become this person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just got to get out there, kid.
You got to get out there. I think one last thing I wanted to mention on why we fear being seen is because we've been hurt in the past, like when we've been vulnerable and we didn't get the response that we were quite expecting. So we're living in that past experience and it's preventing us from being vulnerable with someone in a platonic or romantic relationship. It's preventing us from putting our work out there. Yeah. It's preventing us from so many things because we are a product of our past and we are putting that experience in the present moment and expecting it to happen again.
Mm-hmm. So many of us so preserved that we're scared to show the world we're a gentle soul because we don't know if people are going to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
So a lot of times we'll put on an exterior that's tougher than we actually are because we're scared to be, like you said, vulnerable with the rest of the world or with the community or with your partner because you don't know how they're going to turn. And this world we live in, yet often once people find out what your soft spot is, they attack it. So a lot of times we try to shield ourselves from that by just stepping back and be like, nah, I'd rather just not be seen than be hurt.
Yeah, when being vulnerable with the world and in our relationship as well, I think I'm trying to steer away from having expectations, expecting, you know, someone to respond this way when I show up, when I am being seen, when I show myself, because expectations rarely meet reality. They rarely meet. So I think it's important to kind of like let go of expectations and just be, and just be in that present moment.
And know that at the end, you accept you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You see you, that's all that matters. You accept you.
Yeah. I don't know if that's all that matters, though.
Well, I mean,
especially in relationships, because I think about whenever I would think about like being blessed enough to be seen by you.
Yeah, but and then if you showed me you and I didn't like it, what do you do then?
But you did.
Yeah, but what if I didn't?
Wouldn't be here.
Because you accept yourself over my expectations of you. You
see what I'm saying?
Point made, yes.
As I said in the beginning, when it comes to being seen, there are so many different layers to it. Mm-hmm. We have being seen by self, being seen by society. And when I think of like being seen by society, it's almost like a creative outlook to me. Mm-hmm. When I think of being seen like by the world as a whole. And also being seen in relationships. I want to start off with talking about being seen by self. When you think about that, what does that mean to you? Being able to see yourself.
It's one of the moments where you be like, you come into like bliss, like, oh my God, I'm actually a bookworm. I'm actually this, so I'm actually that. And you have to accept it and kind of just move with it. This is who I am. Like, I'm actually this. I'm actually that. It's a moment. Because a lot of times we might be denying ourselves that because you don't necessarily fit the picture of what people believe someone like me who looks like me should be into.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we'll push ourselves to the background just to make other people's vision of us clearer.
Yeah.
And I think too many times we do that.
Yeah, agreed.
But like, it's, like I say, it's a blissful moment. It's a good thing when you figure out something you do love about yourself. It's also a blissful moment when you figure out something you don't like about yourself. Because ultimately, it means you got some room to change if you don't actually want that to be present.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it means to me. What about you?
I think being seen by self with all these layers of being seen is the most important level of being seen. Because when you consciously see yourself, you're able to move within the relationship and, you know, be seen in a relationship and be seen by the world as a whole, you know, when it comes to your creative work or whatever it is you want to do in this world. I think so many of us, like you said, run away from being seen by ourselves because it doesn't align with what society says I should be. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And but being seen by self, what does that mean to me? Being seen by self is letting go of the labels that was bestowed upon me.
Bestowed upon me.
Bestowed upon me. I know it's giving Shakespeare.
Shakespeare. Bestowed upon me.
Bestowed upon me. But yeah, like letting go of those labels, letting go of the domestication that I learned while, you know, growing up. And I mean, I feel like we talk about domestication when we were younger, when we were children, but I think it's something that's still an ongoing thing. Like everywhere we go, everywhere we turn, we're being domesticated. Like society is trying to throw a way of thinking, beliefs onto us. Yeah. Yes, yes. But ripping myself free of all of those things and actually seeing who I truly am without any labels that was bestowed upon me.
That's really good, though. What you just said, that's really good. Because it is like that. Because you have to embrace yourself to become yourself. Like, you can't keep denying that you like these things. You can't keep denying that you like to dress that way. You can't keep denying that you like to eat this way, that you don't really like to go to the places that your friends like to go to. You can't keep denying it. At one point in your life, I would hope, just like I had to come to that realization that embracing myself is more important than being embraced by anyone else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you can grasp that and take that in, you can fully be seen by yourself. And it's one of those things where, like, now you finna become your best friend.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful feeling.
It definitely is. When you are able to see yourself, there's a deeper connection to your soul, to your spirit.
Yeah. To your ideas, to your decisions.
Like, yes.
You stand firmly on your visions and your dreams when you know yourself.
Yeah.
Knowing
yourself, really. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. When you do that, you really do, like, kind of morph into this being that is just uniquely you. You become an original then.
Yeah.
You pop out the mold.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They rip you out of the plastic that they put us all in, and you just pop out something that the world has never seen for real.
Yeah.
And when you add your own sauce to what you got going on, I mean, I don't know. I don't know who can stop you, kid.
At all. No one will be able to stop you. Being seen by self is, like we said before, the most important element, the most important layer. We cannot stress enough how important it is to, I said we, I'm speaking for both of us. We cannot express enough how important it is to spend that time alone, journal, get to know who you truly are without all of the domestications, the labels, the opinions of other people. Is so important because when you embrace self, when you see self and stop running from yourself, it's easier to be vulnerable and be visible and seen within relationships. when I think about being seen in relationships, I obviously think about our relationship, the relationship I have with you, other than the relationship that I have with myself, is the most, one of the most, outside of our daughters, of course, is the most intimate relationship that I've ever had in my life. I remember being younger and just wanting to be seen so bad that I was doing things that wasn't myself because I hadn't, one, seen myself yet. So I was doing things that really wasn't true to me just to be seen by other people, whether it be my mother, whether it be friends, stupid boys, like just doing things that contradicted my soul and my spirit, all to be seen. But I am so grateful that, why am I getting emotional? I'm so grateful that, because we were so young when we got together. And I know that a lot of people don't have this opportunity. They don't experience this. I'm so grateful that at such a young age, it was just something about you I was able to just be myself with. I didn't even know who I was with yet, not fully. But when I when we first talked on the phone, I truly felt like I felt like I could be myself with you. I felt seen by you. I didn't know it at the time, but I truly felt seen. And I think that's why this relationship has lasted so long, because you were able to see me. You made me comfortable. You made me see myself. And I'm grateful to have this relationship with you because it has shaped the way I see myself. It has shaped the way I move in this world.
That was pretty beautiful. I don't know how to...
I didn't
see this coming when you started your answer. Thank you for that beautiful. I don't even know what to call it. Like, yeah, you can make you really made this really emotional real quick.
I meant it. I didn't try to, but that's really how I feel.
It's I don't really know how to follow that up. I can't really follow it up. I echo everything you say. Like, I felt seen when I talked to you. It was a safe aura when we created around each other, and we just kind of rolled it out and still riding it and still making sure it is cultivated every day. A lot of times, if you get into a really good relationship, a very healthy relationship like we got, then you ever seen the movies where, I can't remember the name of the movie. There's plenty of movies do it though, where they have a girl who don't necessarily see beauty in herself or anything like that, and they go take on a makeover. And they like do the hair and they do everything, and then they spin her around and they show her herself in the mirror. And she just be blown away. She just be looking. You remember on Proud Family they did the one girl like that?
Zoe.
No.
The redhead.
No, one of the gross sisters. They didn't do Zoe like that too, though. But they did one of the gross sisters like that.
Yes.
And they did Zoe like that. But I think the movie's called Ugly Betty, too. Matter of fact, there's a movie called Ugly Betty that did that.
Yeah, I've heard of Ugly Betty before. Yes.
That sometimes we don't see our beauty until someone spins us around in that chair and shows us in the mirror. Even though that version of us is not what we actually see when we look in the mirror all the time, but we know it's actually there. You have to embrace it. In all of those movies, the person never actually stays the person they make them up into, right?
True.
They never do. They go back to who they were.
Yeah.
But you ultimately still need to see that version of you. There's beauty inside you. Even though you wake up days and you might not feel the smartest, the most handsome, the prettiest, things of that nature. That's why knowing yourself is pretty well. But if you get into a healthy relationship like ours, that person will always be there to remind you, hey, you look like this in the mirror. I don't know what you've seen, but this is exactly what I see when I look at you.
Yeah.
I mean, relationships are great. Before, that's like the great side of it. The other flip side of it, before you gave me that beautiful message, that I was going to say that I think the relationship with self should be prioritized over anybody else. I think a lot of times we be seeking relationships as like a way to kind of find yourself in this world. You want to find comfort in somebody else and community.
Value and to validate you,
Yes, but that needs to come from self, though. I think a lot of times we don't value the relationship with ourselves as much as we do the relationships with other people.
Agreed.
Like partners, family, friends. I don't think we value ourselves as high as we value them.
Agreed.
Their relationship with them.
So I can see that.
I wish that society, or I want to try to be a person who flips the stigma on being alone. Mm-hmm. Like, it's always been viewed as a downside. Like, I don't got nobody to be with. I'm alone. And this, that, enjoy that part. Do you know how cheap a meal is when you just eat?
Bruh.
You don't fucking know the blessing you got right now. Yeah. I go out to eat and I buy four meals most times.
Yes. Like, it's $60 minimum. Especially the way we eat.
$60. You know what I mean? Quick, like, don't let us get fancy. We go to Memphis and go to,
No, don't let us go to Curry Leaf. Don't let us get Indian. It'd be like $100.
Bro, you hear me? For all of us eating, if I go by myself, it's $10.
Yeah.
Enjoy being alone, bro.
Yeah. A thing, though, I've seen, because, you know, I like to watch YouTube. Mm-hmm. Living Alone Diaries is something that I see a lot. And I'm happy to see a lot of young people, like, not even young, anybody, embrace that era of their lives, because that's beautiful, spending that time alone. Another thing I do want to say, though, is that the relationship that I have with you, like I said before, shaped a lot of my other relationships, and it made me, like, not put up with shit, really. Yeah. Like, that's really what it is.
Same thing for me. You did. It made me not put up with so much. It made me realize that other relationships that I had, which I didn't necessarily deem healthy or unhealthy, but you helped me unconsciously realize they were unhealthy.
Yeah.
The way I was getting treated in those relationships.
Same.
When you yourself, sometimes having a partner, platonic or whatever it might be, mm-hmm. or romantic, having a partner to be able to look over it, it's such a blessing, because they see what you can't see.
Yes.
It's almost like a coach from the side. As you're playing the game, the mm-hmm. coach can see everything that's going on. Like, hey, kid, you know, they playing you this way. All you need to do is go do this. You know what I mean? A partner can really save you sometimes. A lot of times when we were, especially when we're young, or just finding ourselves, we don't know what we like. We often find what we dislike before we find what we like.
True.
So we're in situations, and we be like, I really don't like being over here. I really don't like being around them. I really don't like that conversation. But what confuses us is because we don't have something to replace it with that what we like. Mm. But when we know ourselves, then we can place it with something that we like.
Yeah.
But so often in life, we early on, we find what we dislike before we find what we like.
Yeah.
And I think it's because we find ourselves later in life. Yeah. So that's what it is for me.
Yeah, agree. I think, too, with being seen by self, it'll allow you to tap into your intuition, right? Mm-hmm. Like you just said, I don't really like this over here. Like, it'll allow you to read the room. It'll allow you to really, like, think about that particular relationship. Think about going over there with these type of people. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? It because you understand your value. You understand your worth because you seen you. Yeah. So that'll really help you, like, within relationships. Because, like you said, I think it's important to know what you do like. But I do think it's just as important to know, I don't fuck with this.
Yeah. That's what kind of molds what you do like.
Yeah.
I can remember back in the day, I didn't, like, you know, I grew up a little ghetto boy. You walk into our places or whatever, we was kicking it at, and you just be a cloud of smoke in the room. You know, they breaking down over here. They doing whatever. It's just smoke everywhere.
Yeah.
Even as a kid, I used to always branch off and, like, go outside for fresh air.
Really?
I've always had a thing for fresh air. Never knew it, though. Never knew. I hate, to this day, I still hate smoke. Like, not just, like, weed smoke, just anything.
Any smoke.
I have a thing about clean air.
Yeah, I feel that. My grandma used to smoke cigarettes, and I literally remember, I can't remember exactly what I was saying, but I literally remember, like, not really liking that smoke. Yeah. And I know my grandma, I probably got on her nerves. I remember coming home after we, like, talked about cigarettes at school. I remember coming home and showing her, like, look, this is what the lungs of somebody who don't smoke look like, and this is what the lungs of somebody who do smoke look like. She probably hated my ass.
Look at those streaks.
But, yeah, ditto on that fresh air thing.
Yeah, but see, but that's the dislike, right? I knew early on I disliked smoke. I didn't know what I liked, but I stepped outside enough to start to realize I like to be outside. You know what I mean?
You like to be outside, like fresh air, like with the nature?
Fresh air with nature. I don't like bugs, though.
You don't like bugs.
I fucking hate bugs. But I do like to be outside in nature. We go on picnics
and
shit
picnics.
Like that. I like to go outside and just sit, bro. Just find me a good park bench and just fucking sit.
Bro. I can't wait for great weather so we can go have a picnic.
That fall weather again. You know, I can't wait for that to come
back. Spring gonna come first.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, that weather. But I didn't know for years why I like to just like feel the wind on my body. You know what I mean? Just take in fresh air. But again, like I said, I knew the negative. It took me a while to find the positive, though.
Agreed. I think in today's society, especially with everything being so accessible when it comes to like wellness and spirituality, really anything, everything is so accessible. And I think specifically speaking about wellness and knowing yourself, I think we try to like rush that particular feeling, particular state of our lives. And really, all you gotta do is just live. Like, you know what I'm saying? You a little ghetto boy from the hood at that, like, you didn't really know. You weren't super conscious of it, but you like, okay, I like this fresh air. Because it's not that serious. Like, it's not that deep. Just take your time. Like, I know you see these routines online and everything looks perfect. And, you know, it seemed that everybody got it all figured out. I don't even got shit. No one in this world has everything figured out. So when it comes to knowing you and seeing yourself, take it slow. Mm-hmm. It's going to take time and just live life. Experience. For like, be conscious of what you don't like, what you do like. Like, that's it.
Yeah, and you'll find your people along the way. I remember I used to break away when, like, the party or the function got to that manner. I would break away, and I used to just walk through the hood. It used to be, like, 2 in the morning or whatever it might be. Sometimes that would be the only time it would be quiet outside. And I just go out and just look at the stars and the trees at night. I know my mama. It's crazy. And just look at the stars. And I started to find my community. My cousin, actually, one time I broke off and I looked back and he was like walking behind me, Tyron. Yeah. And we just walked and talked. We just hitting blocks and walking and talking about life. And at this point, we little ghetto kids, we had never even saw the ocean. Yeah. Like, we had never felt water from the ocean. All we know is our little concrete hood, like, and our little dirt plants. Right. We ain't never seen no water in our lives, bro. So we like, man, I wonder what the ocean feel like and shit like that. But I say that because, again, I recognize the negative, found the positive. Me and him then started to take these walks together, but I just go over his house or he'd come to my house and we just get me at night and we just walk and just talk about whatever. Or just not even talk and just look at the stars.
That's really beautiful. I never even knew that.
Yeah, we used to do that. We did. We used to do it so much, we found the street that we liked the stars the most on. We just walked up and down that street. It was cool.
That's beautiful.
Life can be beautiful at times with nothing, bro.
Yeah.
We ain't have nothing, but it was a beautiful time, though, sometime.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
The new year is here, and I think so often we focus on what went wrong and what we want to improve on, and we don't put enough emphasis on what's going right in our lives and what we like killing it at. One thing that I'm really grateful and proud of that I've been sticking to is that I've been spending that time with myself more and more every day. Starting therapy is definitely one of my highs in the past couple of years. It helped me hone in on who I truly am. It allowed me to let go of so many of the things that I was attached to, the identities, the expectations, and I just blossomed into more of who I'm meant to be.
So with the new year among us, keep your mental health in check and give BetterHelp a try. Everything is done online. It fits your lifestyle. It's flexible. If you want a morning session, night session, however you think it fits your schedule better, they can work around that. You fill out a brief survey and get matched with a licensed therapist, someone who can hear you. And if you want to, you can switch therapies at any time, no charge.
Celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit betterhelp.com/FTHH to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/FTHH.
You know, as we used to take these walks, we spoke about our dreams, our visions, our ideas. But when we got older, we were a little more hesitant to do them out of the fear of being seen by society.
Yeah,
the fear of being seen by society is that judgment on what I just said, your personal ideas, your personal vision, your dream. Once you let it out there, you know, I'm not going to say people have the right to judge it or whatnot, but it will be perceived.
For sure.
Once it's out there, it will be perceived. And I think that's the biggest fear with society is that our ideas will be rejected. And when you call my idea stupid, I gave birth to that.
Right.
So am I stupid?
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what you feel like.
Yeah.
When your dream fails, your vision fails, am I a failure then?
Yeah.
You tie it right back to you. It's personal. It's your kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You literally birthed it. Yeah.
You put out into the world. The fear of society blocks us at every turn if we allow it.
Yeah. I agree with that. I don't know that I've ever been afraid to put myself out there creatively. I remember being in middle school, and everybody knew I wanted to be a singer.
Everybody knew it.
Everybody knew it. Like, I was the princess of So-So Def. It was written on all of my folders. Everybody knew that.
You always had that confidence, I tell you that. Even though, like I said, you didn't necessarily see it in yourself, it's always been there. People have always known.
Yeah. I used to sing all the time. And even when I started my YouTube channel, I don't remember ever. See, I'm saying that, and now that I think about it, because I wasn't scared to put that creative work out. I wasn't afraid to do it. I wasn't necessarily being afraid of being seen by society. However, and even to this day, I'm laughing about it because it's so silly. Even to this day, I don't like people who I actually know or who used to know me to see my creative work. And then don't tell me you watch my video.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, God, no. But I think the reason for that is because I believe that who I am now doesn't align with the person I used to be and the person that these people used to know.
Yeah, yeah. They're used to seeing in you.
Yeah, so that scares me. That scares me. I mean, I was just at the grocery store the other day. And one of our favorite employees, Hannah, she was like, yeah, she was like, y'all popped up on my TikTok. And I felt like, oh my God, I was in y'all space. And I feel like I shouldn't be seeing this. Like, I feel like I was invading y'all privacy. And I was just like, it's so funny that you say that, because I don't like people that I know
to see,
to tell me. You can watch it. This is literally what I told her. I was like, you can see it, but don't tell me you saw it.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't tell me you seen it.
It be like that. Like you said, they have a version of you that they know, and then you are always evolving. So it's always like a contrast between the two.
Yeah.
So it's easy to get into that like fraud culture. Like,
yes.
You think I'm not who I say I am because I don't look like what I used to look like no more. But yeah, that society one is really, really tricky. Because like I say, it's your friends, it's family. It's like, it's certain things that you just don't want society to see. Like, your family can see your car and know it, but some you might not want society to see what you drive. Your family can come to your house, but you might not want society to know how your house looking, things like that. There's certain things we hide from society to preserve ourselves, to I guess, void away some type of hurt that might potentially come from it. Judgment.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? That comes from it. Because the society we have here in America, I can't speak about it for the rest of the world, but I know here in America, we have a society that pushes now, now, now. Have it all. Go get it all.
Absolutely.
It pushes greed. So when you don't have the things that they push for, it could ultimately make you feel a certain way. We don't have a society that preaches patience. You know what I mean? That preaches for you to be yourself and take your time and slow down. We don't really have that society going on.
Agreed.
So I think that's why a lot of people shield away from putting anything out there, is because they don't have what society says they should have.
Yeah. I think also, too, putting yourself out there, it is really intimate.
Yeah,
it is really vulnerable. Because in a scary thing about, hear me out, because this is going to sound really bad. The scary thing about putting yourself out there, especially your music, your TikToks, your YouTube video, your podcast, your art, you don't know who's watching on the internet.
Mm-mm.
Like, y'all can see me, but I can't see y'all. And that's the scary part about it. So you, from there on out, like, you think about how people are going to be judging you and all the opinions. But the thing about opinions and judgment, people are going to have an opinion either way it go.
Yeah,
they're going to have an opinion if you do nothing. Yeah. They're going to judge you if you do absolutely nothing. So you might as well do what the fuck you want to do.
Yeah, I know that ain't as, you know, spiritual as somebody might want to put it, but you, yeah, it is as simple as you might as well go and do that shit because they going to say that shit.
They going to, like, and not everybody is going to like you. I had to, mm-hmm. like, deal, not really deal, but I had to tell myself that, like, not everyone is going to like you and that's okay. I'm not everybody's cup of tea.
Nah, people got whole, like, when you do something and you're good enough at it or just not good enough at it or you just are yourself, people got whole hate clubs,
bro,
dedicated to people. Like, you can probably go to Instagram and search for a LeBron James hate club. Yeah. And I bet you it has tens of thousands of followers, bro.
Yeah.
And every day they just rip that man apart
yeah.
for playing basketball.
Yeah, literally, I've had hate videos.
Like, you've had a hate video, you know what I mean? Like, there will always be a group of people willing to, like, just go against you. And yeah. I've never seen somebody accomplish something great and they didn't have some type of, like, adversity, backlash, yeah. judgment, or just all thinking towards what they do. And it's weird because...
It's hella weird.
It's especially weird to people like us, me, Ree, and I believe you too is listening. We don't involve ourselves in areas we don't like.
Yeah.
We don't, like...
It's weird, like, if you don't like it over here, why are you?
Yeah.
Why are you here?
Why are you here?
Like, literally,
how did you get here, baby?
I've had negative comments on, like, videos or, like, podcasts, whatever the case may be. And it's like, how did you find me?
Like, how? Yeah,
why are you here?
I'm a small corner of the net.
Bruh.
How did you reach here? And then why you didn't just skip past it,
baby? Why didn't you just click away?
You know what I mean? Just roll right past it. I don't, again, like, I would never know why a LeBron James hater follows LeBron James. But,
so
they do
so they can hate.
Like, I would never know why a hate club follows somebody. I would never understand your emotion in going around an environment you don't like.
Yeah, like, you obviously, your intentions are to be hateful.
And for that reason, I am out.
And for that reason, I am out. Hey, who watched Shark Tank? I was on a...
Man, we love Shark Tank.
We both was on a Shark Tank, like...
Binge for a little while.
But I ain't watching in a minute, though.
But it's still shit we love, though. I still love a good Shark Tank episode.
Love Mark Cuban. Love Mark Cuban. Who your favorite on there?
Mark? I don't know if it's Mark or... what's my boy?
Damon? It ain't Damon.
No, Damon is my boy. I like Damon. No, the bald, he kind of bald in the middle.
Kevin
O'Reilly.
Like Kevin. I don't know his. I think it's O'Reilly.
Is it all right? Is you sure?
I don't know if it's O'Reilly.
No, because there's another person on there whose name is kind of like Irish. Why I'm saying all right? I don't know why. It may be something, but Kevin is a monster. I love Kevin, bro.
I like Kevin too. I used to hate Kevin, but he is he is comedy. He is so entertaining.
He used to be what I used to hate, bro.
And them deals, he be robbing folks.
It be seeming like he robbing it, but really, he just be wanting to get his money back fast. And, like, he don't give a damn what happened to you after that.
He be like, here's what I'm going to offer you. I'm going to offer you 20%.
I'm going to give you the $100,000 for 20%. But you're going to pay me back at a royalty per purchase.
In perpetuity.
Perpetuity.
It's the perpetuity for me. That means forever.
He'll eat that ass up on a deal, but he will. But at least... He be himself out front about it.
At least he is being himself.
Other folks will put it in the contract. You won't even know.
Exactly.
But, yeah. Shout out to all the Shark Tank lovers out there.
Yeah. Back to the barn, though.
Back to the barn.
Or is it back from the barn?
Back from the barn.
Back from the
Meanwhile,
barn.
Meanwhile, back from the barn.
Meanwhile, back from the barn.
I can't even remember that woman's name, but shout out to my teacher, man. So, yeah, you have to push past the hate that people do. You know, have confidence in yourself. Be patient. Things are going to work out in your favor if you slow down and study yourself and study what you do. Master craft, master self.
Yeah.
Knew that was coming, huh? Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah. I dislike you a lot. But with that hate, we got to work through that fear.
Yes.
Right? You have to work your way through that.
Agreed.
Like, it's no way around it. You got to say fuck that shit and go right into it.
Agreed. Working through the fear of being seen is so, so important. And the first thing I want to say is that fear has a bad rap. When we talk about fear, it's always in a negative connotation, but fear is actually good.
Yeah.
If something is scaring you, not in a literal sense, like, you know, a bear, but I mean, like, the life that you want to live, that relationship, putting your work out there. If that is scaring you, that's amazing because that means it's out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. And it also means you present too because you can feel the fear. Fear has to be present for you to actually be alive, bro.
I love that. Fear has to be present in order for you to be alive. But if you're feeling fear, it's definitely a good thing. That means it's different from what you're used to. That means that you're about to embark on a breakthrough. That means you're about to do the things that you need to do to get to the next level of your life.
Yeah, fear. And like you said, it's a beautiful thing. Ash was scared when he took off on his journey.
Who was Ash?
From Pokemon.
Ash
Ketchum, he was scared when he took off on that journey. Remember the first time he had Pikachu, he cried with little Pikachu.
I have no memory of this.
Damn, bro, you don't remember it like that.
But I did love Pokemon. I'm sad I can't remember it.
Pikachu cried. Like, Pikachu didn't want to go with him. Remember, he was real mean to Ash in the beginning. He used to electrocute him all the time.
I don't remember.
You don't remember that? But I was a little deeper into it than you were.
Clearly, because I had the cards and everything.
My boy had a snapback. That's part of the reason why I be with the snapback community right now. He had the snapback on. He turned the hat to the back when he got down on somebody. Well, he was a beast. But there was fear on both sides, but they walked the journey together, and it was beautiful at the end.
Yeah.
Shout out to anybody that fucked with that Pokemon back in the day.
Shout out to anybody.
Did you have cards?
Yeah, I said I had cards, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely had cards.
I had cards, but apparently you wait, you were stealing the cards?
Yes, at a Walmart. It was too easy. I remember it was too easy. I remember we was like, my cousin Cash, right? Of course you know Cash.
Yes, I know Cash.
He was like my role model for the longest in my life. He was like stealing. He was like, y'all niggas be paying for him? He was like, nigga.
Bro, seriously.
He was like, all y'all gotta do is like, it's a plastic gun. You rip it open and you take the cards out and put them in your pocket. Like, you don't even take the thing with it. It's
Hold
so
up.
Easy.
I'm pissed because you be on my head from when I used to steal lip gloss from Walmart and you steal the Pokemon cards.
I wanted to preserve how I looked. To you.
And see, ladies and gentlemen, this why you can't give a fuck what people say, because he on my head judging me, perceiving me for stealing lip gloss, and he been stealing Pokemon cards.
We did it. We ripped them. So we like, I'm talking about pockets full of Pokemon cards. We walk out of Walmart. We get home, like, we bust them all down, like, oh, look what I got in my pack. Would you? And then after you wear down, you know, the endorphins or what it's called?
The adrenaline calms down.
We in the room crying. Me, Trent, TJ, we in the room crying.
I never cried for my lip. I never felt bad.
See, that's why we different, bro. So I'm back on my high horse. That's why we different. Man, we cried. We was like, man, let's go pray.
Nah, we stole that lip gloss. We never prayed. We ain't repent.
We went in the room and prayed because we stole them Pokemon cards.
Dang, I'm literally wiping tears out of my eyes right now, y'all. I cannot. Before I was informed of this man stealing Pokemon cards, I was going to say, you know, we hear this quote all the time, and it's really cheesy. I feel like I've seen it in Hobby Lobby on, like, little room decor. But feel the fear and do it anyway.
Good.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
I think that's the level of strength that you just don't know you got until you get past that fear, bro. Sports reference. I ain't did a sports reference in a long
you
time.
You mentioned
girlies.
LeBron Hate Club.
It was a
ago.
Sports reference, but I'm talking about even before that, though, it's been a minute since I've mentioned one.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
So, like with NBA players, they'll mention, like, they work out all summer, the ones who actually care about the shit. They work out all summer. But even though they work out all year, there's a difference between being in game shape and in shape in the summer. The biggest difference. It's because when you play the game of basketball in front of 17,000 people, you playing with a little anxiety. Okay. You breathe different. You sweat a little harder. You can't simulate that in the summer. So what I mean, you got to have that little bit of fear in you. Anxiety is kind of like a level of fear.
Yeah,
it
for
is
sure.
A version of fear. If you ain't got that in the room, then it's not the same. The sweat feel different. You breathe different because this mistake in front of 20,000 people.
Right.
And another million watching at home.
Yeah.
It's different. Like, you can't substitute that.
Yeah.
So you have to go through the fear to hit a level you only know you got, bro.
Yeah. And just generally speaking, when we're talking about practicing something versus actually doing that thing, it is a huge difference. Because I remember back when I was younger and I used to get picked on, I used to be in the shower practicing what I'm gonna say if they say this, right? But then when the time actually came, I stood up for myself. I ain't gonna cap, but it came off a little different. Yeah, so it's definitely a difference in practicing versus playing the game. Yeah, love the sports reference.
What?
Love that.
What? So we're gonna have a sports show then.
We're not gonna have a sports show. You're gonna have a sports show. I have to dismiss myself.
But in any type of like, if you want to put a practical sense of like getting out of that fear, take it in small batches then. Like, show up when you want to. Pop out for a little while, and then we coming back to the comfort zone. And each time you go back and forth, you'll find a little comfort in both, you know what I mean? Until you fully ready and prepared to step out there, you know what I mean?
I love that.
You don't start at Madison Square Garden. You start, like, ironically, small stages to get to the big stage.
Right.
You take a small stage. You perform on a small stage to get to the bigger stages.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It take your time with it. That's one way to do it. The other way is like flat out, fuck it. Cannonball right in. You know what I mean? You jumping head first and fuck it. Everybody gonna know. You know, you gonna be seen in every part of you. Every piece of your being finna be seen. That's one strategy. Like, they finna know every part of you. Every, where the sun don't shine.
Like,
you ever seen a video where somebody like, I'm just exposing myself. I did this and I, ooh. They just put it all out there at once.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, artists. As an artist like me, if you listen to my music, you'll gradually hear all the pain and experience that I had. I don't just throw it out in one song, you know what I mean? But in each song, you can get a little sprinkle of everything that I've been through, you know what I'm saying? That's the method I chose to go with, but you can do it any way you please.
I love that. I think a way to work through the fear, actively, consciously work through the fear of being seen, is to feel safe within ourselves. Mm-hmm. We all do just want to feel safe.
Yeah, for sure.
We want to be safe, and we have to find that safety within us. And I think a way to find that safety within you is just knowing you.
Yeah.
Connecting to source. Mm-hmm. And connecting with self.
And reassuring yourself. I used to have a saying. I ain't gonna say I used to. I still go to it every now and then. But when I was going through my the mental episode of maybe 2020, I think it was 2020 or 2022. I can't really remember the year. I had a saying that there's no danger in me or around me. Mm. And I used to, like, back when my anxiety was high, they used to calm me down, let me know, like, everything inside me, like, is okay. My environment is safe. I'm safe.
Yeah.
Let's go handle business. Whatever we came to do, whatever I'm sitting to do right now, let's calm down and we can get through this.
I love that. I am safe. Or what did you say?
There's no danger in me
or around me. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm safe. What I have inside of me, this is cool. Like, letting this out is good. It's not dangerous, what I'm saying. Like, despite what I may think they gonna think of it, this is safe.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of times too, like we have been saying throughout this whole episode, we care too much about what people think. Mm-hmm. We create this narrative in our heads of what we believe people are going to say about us. Yeah. And like you said before, like, no one's talking. Most of the time, people be talking. People but a lot of times, like, no one's
talking about what you're talking about. Like,
it'd be
one of them things like, you think everybody that you see can see it immediately when they see you.
Yeah.
And they can't.
Yeah, try not to read people's minds, because we don't know what that person is thinking. And regardless of what they're thinking, or if they're even thinking anything, they're going to think what they want and you can't control that. So release that. Mm-hmm. And that has helped me, like, stop caring so much about what people are saying or what people are thinking or what, like, whether they're judging me or not. Like, I don't, like, it's okay. I don't care.
Yeah, it is what it is. I am who I am. It's like, in society, we be going through, you going through the store, and you like, oh, God, I hope this person doesn't see my big-ass pimple. The person walking past you is like, oh, my God, I hope they don't see my big-ass ears. Like, both of y'all, like, both of y'all hoping neither one of y'all sees the thing, and y'all don't even really
notice it. Yeah,
y'all don't even notice each other when y'all walk past. Y'all could have just said hi or whatever, been gentle with each other or had a common thing. But instead, y'all so in y'all head about the other person seeing what you're going to be exposed to, that now that y'all just kind of like did a little awkward, a little awkwardness now.
We got to get out of our heads, bro. We got to get out of our heads. And I think back to being a child and wanting to be liked by certain people and or caring so much about their opinion about me. And it's like, make sure that the people, if you give any fucks about people's opinion, make sure it's at least people who you aspire.
Yeah, yeah. It's
like, make sure their values at least align with yours, mm-hmm. because it's just like, you know, consider the source. Like, yeah, they over here talking, but like,
consider the source.
Like, they like over that. Here talking, but I don't even want to live my life the way they live in their life. Like, it don't, you know what I'm saying?
So what you think of me don't matter.
It don't matter.
I'm not trying to put you in my circle, get you around me, yeah. or anything like that. So why, you know, your opinion truthfully holds no weight around here.
Holds no value.
None at all. Like, so, like you said, consider the source of who it is, bro.
Yes.
They don't, if you do well or you do bad, they really don't give a fuck regardless what you do, bro. Them people over there that's coming, they don't give a fuck if you do well or I said succeed. They don't give a fuck, bro.
Yeah.
They don't. So let's not give a fuck about them.
Yeah.
And you don't give a fuck about, not that you don't give a fuck about them. I care about every being, some less than others.
Shut up. Others.
But I don't necessarily care what goes on in your life, bro. If you want to start being a nude model because you look that good naked, I won't judge you, bro. Go ahead and do you.
You're hilarious.
Like, yeah, go ahead and do you. Whatever you want to be, a foot model.
Yeah.
For all I care, I don't care, bro. Do you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna judge you harshly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just go back to considering the source.
You know, find your way. If you were, if you're an aggressive person and you don't like them folks over there, then say fuck them. If you a gentle person, then say, hey, you know, they might not know themselves, so they project on the other people.
Yeah, oh, that's another one. People don't know themselves.
People don't be knowing themselves.
They do not know themselves. So most people. You most know what I mean? That's one of our vibe clips. Most people, I literally, one of our vibe clips is most people do not know themselves. So why would I give a fuck what anybody else thinks?
Yeah, they don't. Like, so
literally,
it's easy for people who don't know themselves to judge people who are themselves or trying to find themselves. The man who has the most to comment about people usually is the defeated and broke man.
Yeah, agreed.
Like on broke energy, like on some real broke shit. Like,
what's broke energy for the people who don't know?
People don't know broke energy is like, in our culture, like we say broke, I say our culture, like American culture, he broke, he ain't got no money.
Right.
But truly broke is meaning that the society, the system they've built around you has broken you to where you can't even compete for yourself anymore.
Ooh.
You are now officially broken. You broke.
Yeah.
Like, and now your problem now is you watching other people who not broke, and you cheering broke on to break them.
Yes.
You hoping that it breaks them so they can come sit next to you.
Yeah.
Type shit. Misery loves company.
Misery
type
loves
thing.
Company. Yeah.
Like, broke people want to see more broke people.
Yeah.
And that is a cycle you got to get out of.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? Don't be nowhere. When I say get out of, I mean literally, if they around you in that area, find any way to get to a different area, bro.
Facts.
Whatever you got to do to break away from the cycle of brokenness, please do. Cause it's some broke ass folks out here, y'all.
I'm telling you.
Stay away from all forms of broke shit. That spiritual, physical, whatever it might be. Them folks is broken, bro. They not functioning the way you function, bro. So don't let them people hold any weight in your life at all.
Agreed.
So, like I said, break away from them people. I know we have laid a lot on y'all. I want to break y'all minds. on this subject. So we're going to let the church be is it adjourned?
I feel like it's adjourned.
No, that's like the court adjourned.
Well, yeah.
When
I think
church
it's
over
court.
With, they say some, it'd be like, no. I can't
this
remember.
This is church, though.
This is church. And Pastor Tim.
Pastor Tim. What did you got a line?
No, I can't remember what I said. So I can't. It's some.
You got
it's
a bar. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, Pastor Tim, clocking out, y'all.
First Lady Ree.
First Lady Ree, we are clocking out. I'm going to do the outro this time.
Let me just say, feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yes. But be blessed. Do good in this world. Do good to yourself as well. Mm. Make sure you calm down. Look, you're going to have a pretty, I want to say this, you're going to have a pretty long life.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a drug dealer for the cartel. You're not a getaway driver. more than likely your life will be long. You got time to figure it out. You got time to get everything right that you want to get right. Don't get rushed into doing anything. I never seen a man run with coffee and not end up stained.
Ooh.
You'll be okay. Just sip that coffee calmly, bro. You'll be all right in this world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did an amazing job,
honey. Thank you. I don't know if I was up to Reese standards.
Yeah. What is a Reese standard?
Just the end. The what you usually say?
I'm sending you. I'm still going to say so much it. Peace, I cannot end so it without saying
no,
it.
No, I ended it. You're not saying it.
I'm sending you so much peace, so much love, so much abundance, and everything you need in this moment. And we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Peace.
Because we got to say bye.